Next application is case number 11370, application of Richard Cook. Site is located 250 feet northwest of Road 500, also known as Watson Road, 2200 feet northeast of Road 3498, being Ellis Grove Road, being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID, District 432, Map 6, Parcel 35. Requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure in an AR1 district. Gentlemen, I've received no mail returns, no letters of support, no letters of opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Lynn.
Dean, can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard Francis Cook, 5177 Watson Road, Carl, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just so you know, we did a conflicts check, and again, that name came up. I don't believe it's created a conflict here tonight, but I wanted to make the board aware. Again, if there's any questions, direct those to Vince Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good. You want to explain to the board?
Yes, we're seeking a variance of putting a mobile home on a, it'd be a single wide mobile home on a lot smaller than 5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be for family use. Previously owned the property, and it was bought by my brother, or it was deeded to my brother from my mother after I deeded it back to her when I moved off. I'm seeking to, repurchased it, and seeking a variance to put a single wide mobile home for family use, as my parents live next door. Health is not the best, so we're possibly one of my children eventually move up there to be nearer to them to assist.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickards?
So, you know, you say she's in ill health, or?
My father has, within the past couple of years, had multiple strokes, cannot speak, gets around very little. And my
and
mother.
This is for him?
No.
Okay.
They live adjacent to the property.
Okay, I got you.
And this property butts right up to it.
Okay.
I mean, it's adjoining property.
Is that the reason there was one in 1993?
No, sir. That was, I purchased that property when I was still in high school in partnership with my parents.
Okay.
When my wife and I got married, we moved to that property, lived there for, I think, 4 years, I believe it was. My grandfather passed away. I moved to his property. The property's been vacant since then. It was deeded back to my parents because we were in partnership when I moved off. My mother deeded it to my brother because he's going to get it eventually. And he lived in Alexandria, Virginia at the time, wasn't going to do anything with it. And I said, well, I could do something with it. So
that's what year is your?
It does not have a mobile home on it yet. We're just.
What year are you looking at then?
I'd say within the next year to 2 years. We're just.
What year is the mobile?
The mobile home is today. It's not one there.
There's not one there now.
Right. You're thinking about buying something new?
Yeah, it would be a used one. It would be most likely used within 5 years old, though.
Okay. You know, there is a...
Yes.
Okay. So you're familiar with that.
Me too.
I had another question. I just went right out of my head there, but...
I'll come back to you then.
That's all right.
Mr. Burton, is it with sewer water there already?
Yes, it does have well, septic, electric. I would also say it's a landlocked property. I don't know if you have a diagram there.
Yeah.
It's landlocked. You really can't even see it from the road, the way it's kind of shaped,
right,
because of tree lines and everything.
Right.
The only people that would be able to see it would be my parents, basically. So,
my colleague... must have been reading my mind. That was the next step, you know.
Yeah, like I said, everything's there. It just needs...
It's
been abandoned since 93.
Okay.
Is that all your question? You got your 3 acres there? 3 acres.
It's just a shade under. It's 2.9, I believe.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
No further questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. Years ago, the county allowed mobile homes on 5 acres or more.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of special uses were granted, as this one was, for the mobile home on less than 5 acres, but now the county allows to put a double wide on 3/4 of an acre or more.
Right.
Is there a reason that you wouldn't put a small double wide on there?
It is a possibility.
Okay.
It just cost. you know, you can find sometimes somebody moving up to a bigger home. I mean, it all depends on what we find. I mean, if we could find a decent.
Mm-hmm. It's a rare thing for us, since the ordinance changed, it's mm-hmm. been a rare thing for us to approve a regular mobile home. And so we don't like to deviate too much from that because we don't want to set a precedent. And one thing that we have done, the requirement is also that, excuse me, that any mobile home that double wide that's placed be 5 years or newer.
Right.
However, we have and granted special use exceptions for double wides a little older, depending on the condition they're in. We like to see, you know, what's going to be presented. So more than likely, and I would recommend to the other board members that if we were to grant this, that we might request to see what you're going to put on there first before allowing that.
Right.
No other questions, Mr. Chairman?
I have no further questions.
Question.
Mr. Knight.
You made reference to the parcel being landlocked, but yes. You actually have an easement that goes back.
Yes, to yes.
So it's not landlocked technically.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's adjoined with my parents' property.
Yeah, and just to let you know, if the board is favorable toward your application, the approval is valid for 1 year. You'd have to get a permit before that year ran out.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we didn't hear testimony that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties, nor to the contrary. I would like to make a motion that we leave the hearing open for the purpose of the applicant providing pictures of what he intends to put on the property.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we leave case number 11,370 open for the purpose of the applicant presenting some pictures so we could see as to what we can put on there.
Okay.
All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werbin?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
I, for my reasons, and when you submit pictures, some information as to the age, the year, and size.
Okay.
Yeah, I would check with the office first what their needs are, okay, so you don't come in here empty-handed.
Yes, sir. Right.
Would you be fine with that year?
What's that?
You'd be fine with that year. I mean, you can get
within a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm, again, and I'm Mr. Calloway, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,370 is... Open and that purpose.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just
yes, sir.
Has it been approved or has it been left open?
Left open.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Left open. Middle of information.
Okay. I just want to make sure I heard. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Next up.